Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at some grammar, using the words must and might for expressing probability about a situation. So these are two words which are really important and confusing as well because they can mean other things. But we're going to focus on using them to talk about probability. So if we use the word must, then we are certain about something. For example, you must be hungry. And if we use the word might, it means that we think something is possible. Not certain, like must, but possible. For example, she looks confused. She might want some help with her homework. It's possible, not certain. So we can use these words, must and might, in the present, but also to talk about the past. First, let's talk about the present, how we use it, how we structure it as well. So when we use might or must, after that we have the infinitive verb, and this is to describe a state. For example, John is late. He must be stuck in traffic. He must be, so here we have must, and then the infinitive verb, be, stuck in traffic. And here we are describing a state, to be stuck in traffic. The other structure is might or must plus be and then the gerund, and this is for an action. For example, they've been in the library all day, they must be working really hard. They must be working, there's the gerund, really hard, and here we are describing an action. We can do the same with might, so look at these two examples. The first one is a state. She's friends with him, so she might know where he lives. And the second one, an action. The neighbours are playing loud music. They might be having a party. So that's how we use might and must in the present. Let's look at how we use it in the past. So firstly, the structure. This time with might and must, after that word, we have the word have, and then the past participle. And this is for a state. For example, he travelled all day on Saturday, so he must have been tired. He must have, and then the past participle, been tired. And this describes a state. The other structure is for an action, which is he might or he must have been, again, but then the gerund. For example, the children are muddy, they must have been playing in the park. Here we have the action of playing, so we use the gerund. They must have been playing in the park. Let's look at some examples with might. She's not answering her phone. She might have left it at home. That's a state, to leave something somewhere. And then the action. Why didn't John help with the dinner? He might have been cleaning the bathroom. It's an action, cleaning. He might have been cleaning the bathroom. So there we have might and must in the present and in the past. I'm going to give you some ideas now, some background stories, and I want you to create some sentences using might or must. And it could be in the present or the past, depending on the context. I will give you an example sentence. So here's the background. Paul's best friend didn't go to his party. So my sentence with must, he must have been upset that his best friend didn't go to his party. Okay, now you try it. I will give you some examples. They're watching the movie for the 10th time. They're watching the movie for the 10th time. So is this present or past? You could use must or might. Try to create a sentence using must or might. The second sentence, I wonder why John, and Paul haven't arrived yet. I wonder why John and Paul haven't arrived yet. And I'll give you one more. Why doesn't Jennifer have any money left? Why doesn't Jennifer have any money left? So try to be creative, try to think of some examples for those background stories. So that's all for today's podcast, all about might and must. I hope you found it useful and interesting. If you have any ideas for my future podcasts, or you have any comments, feedback, I like hearing from you, so please contact me. You can find all my information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.